This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced visit Thursday to Afghanistan, where he told Afghan leaders that while the United States will soon begin withdrawing its remaining troops from the country, it remains committed to Afghanistan. Blinken spoke as he met with President Ashraf Ghani and other officials. He said the partnership is changing, but the partnership is enduring. The visit came a day after U.S. President Joe Biden announced all U.S. troops will be out of Afghanistan by September 11th of this year. We respect the decision and are adjusting our priorities, President Ghani said on Thursday. And on Twitter, he added that that Afghanistan's security and defense forces are fully capable of defending its people and country, which they have been doing all along. Again, Mr. Biden made his announcement about the troop withdrawal in a televised speech on Wednesday, declaring that war in Afghanistan was never meant to be a multi-generational undertaking. He said the United States can no longer justify staying there two decades after the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and Pentagon. Meantime, the spokesman for the Secretary General of the United Nations declined to endorse Biden's decision. The UN's focus remains on finding a political accord, on finding an accord that will be good for the people of Afghanistan, said Stefan Dujarric. And in some other news, Somalia's president extended his term by 2 years, delaying elections. The U.S. views it as a power grab that could plunge the country into turmoil. And in the United States, the WNBA basketball draft is tonight. For more on these stories, check us out at voanews.com.